Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, I'm at a point where I'm just going to say it as bluntly as possible. The Republican Party is gaslighting the American people about a restrictive voter registration bill that they're trying to market as some common sense voter ID bill, even though it is far from that, and we will prove that throughout this video. Voter ID in and of itself is quite popular among most Americans. I'm okay with voter ID, provided you actually make it accessible for people to get this identification. Maybe provide people identification when they turn 18, so you're not putting a poll tax on people. You're not making increasing the barriers for people to vote. Now, the Save America Act, which the Republican Party just passed through the House, is far from some common sense voter ID bill. Get that out of your head. It is not a voter ID bill, and it has nothing, zero, zip to do with election security and everything to do with clinging on to power. Donald Trump's approval rating is plummeting. The Republican Party's hopes of winning to midterms is quickly plummeting. So now they have a new plan. They're not going to reverse course on their disastrous tariffs. They're not going to reverse course on their health care cuts or the destruction of consumer protections, but they are going to rig the elections. They tried to gerrymander Texas, but Governor Gavin Newsom reciprocated and neutralized that, thankfully. Now they're trying to make it as hard as possible for young people, women, and minorities to vote by making it as difficult as possible for them to register. For a quick aside that I found to be kind of funny but also depressing, the Save America Act actually seems to disproportionately hurt a lot of red states. So here's just a broad zoom out. When you're going to increase barriers for people to vote in a democracy, you better have a damn good reason to do that. You better be able to illustrate with a very, very compelling case that there is voter fraud you are stopping when you are restricting people's rights. The Republican Party has not illustrated that whatsoever. They have not illustrated that at all. Instead, they are just removing people's rights, making the barriers higher, and making it harder for people to vote. The lowest passport ownership rates, for example, by state are all red states. In order to register to vote under the Save America Act, you need to have some sort of passport or a unique form of voter ID with real ID, and you need a unique combination of documents that makes it just way harder to register. It increases the barriers while not solving a real problem. Are illegal immigrants registering to vote en masse? Is that a real problem that's been illustrated anywhere at all in America? The lowest passport ownership rates by state, West Virginia, 79.3% of people don't have a passport. In Mississippi, 77.9% of people don't have a passport. Alabama, 72.3% of people don't have a passport. If I zoom out here on the right, you can see their choice for president in 2024 was all Trump. We have Kentucky, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Indiana, Ohio, South Dakota. Honestly, personally speaking, I went on a trip overseas with my family when I was a kid, but I have a 5-year expired passport. My passport has been expired, and I've been so busy throughout high school and college and traveling for work that I haven't been able to renew it. I need to go do that soon. But just think about it. I'm a dude who literally runs a business and has the means to go grab a passport, and even I have an expired passport. Imagine a mother of two who desperately wants to vote and partake in democracy but is struggling on a week-to-week basis. This is absolutely disgusting. And here we have Kristi Noem admitting out in public what we all know. Listen, she says, we want to make sure we have the right people voting. By the right people, do you mean anyone who's not a young person, a woman, a minority, a Democrat? Take a listen to this clip right here.
And elections is another one of those critical infrastructure responsibilities that I have as well. And I would say that many people believe that it may be one of the most important things that we need to make sure we trust is reliable, and that when it gets to election day, that we've been proactive to make sure that we have the right people voting, electing the right leaders to lead this country through the days that we have.
What do you mean the right people voting? This is at a time when Donald Trump says he wants to illegally nationalize elections and take over voting in states so they can throw out results they don't like. You know, under the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause, the SAVE Act would be struck down. It plainly fails this. The state does not have any evidence that our elections are insecure, and this restricts many people. Our law student, Micah Irfan, our policy advisor, who is currently at UVU learning law, he sent me some text summarizing what one of his professors said. He says, the Supreme Court applies a balancing test to stuff like this. How much disenfranchisement does this cause versus how much more secure are our elections? So for example, if you had some sort of voter ID bill, which makes our elections 100% more secure, it removes all voter fraud without disenfranchising a single real voter, someone who actually deserves to be voting, I think every American would be okay with that. But that is not what the SAVE Act is. The legislation unnecessarily stops a lot of people from voting, a lot of minorities from voting, while not actually further saving our elections from illegal immigrants registering. It stops a lot of people from registering, which is sickening. I want to show you this clip of Kristi Noem failing to provide any example of voter fraud. By the way, make sure you drop a like on this video if you appreciate the breaking news. I think it's really important to point out historical examples of Republicans stopping minority groups from voting. So we know this has happened throughout all of American history, but over the past decade, there are multiple really good examples. In 2016, in North Carolina, the Supreme Court found that Republicans were targeting black voters with surgical precision. This is one of the craziest cases. Listen to this. So the Republican Party in North Carolina requested voter data from the state based on race, so they could see who voted based on race, where they voted, if they early voted, how they voted, if it was by mail. They had all of this data broken down by race, by age, by gender. They realized that black voters in North Carolina disproportionately voted early. There was a 2-week early voting period. In fact, they realized that black voters used the first week of early voting. So what they did was eliminate that first early week. They then realized that a lot of black voters registered on the same day. So they removed same-day registration. They then increased barriers to register by making sure that white Americans, could vote with their hunting license, stuff that white Americans disproportionately had. But the black Americans, for example, couldn't use their student ID. And you know how they found that was through that same information. They realized white Americans disproportionately have their hunting license while black Americans disproportionately use their student ID to vote. So they restricted black Americans. And the Supreme Court found out that they, quote, surgically targeted minority communities. You know what they stopped with this? You know how much voter fraud they stopped? Zero, zip, none. This is not about election security. This is about power over groups that will remove Republicans from power. Here's Kristi Noem struggling to answer. If you appreciate that explanation, make sure you subscribe to the Adamocrat feed.
You offered a couple of examples from Kansas, Maryland, mm-hmm. and Iowa and such. Can you offer us any good examples of this kind of fraud in Arizona?
Oh, I'm sure there's many of them, but we want to make sure that we talked about several of them this morning at our...
You're sure there's many of them? Can you name one? All of the voter fraud examples have been just completely debunked.
But we want to make sure that we talked about several of them this morning at our roundtable that we had. We talked about individuals that may be registered to vote in this state but truly live in another state. I understand that you have mobile homes and boats on lakes that individuals may have as their voter registration address, but not necessarily that is where they live. They live in another state, such as California or on the East Coast. Those kind of situations are things that your county officials should be bringing forward and be asking your Secretary of State for the...
So no examples whatsoever. It's worth pointing out that this makes it harder for women to vote if they've gotten married or if they've gotten divorced. It makes it harder for people to vote if they're young and they move to college. Makes it harder for people who are disabled to vote. It just increases barriers. How about this? There is a breaking news video of hundreds of students from a university in North Carolina. What do you know? In North Carolina, the State Board of Election voted to close their on-campus polling site, and students had to walk 1.7 miles to vote. I forgot I had this slide pulled up, but isn't this just a prime example of North Carolina increasing the barriers for people to vote, making it much harder? They literally walked, and this comes from the North Carolina State cutting voting sites at the nation's largest HBCU, historically black university. The students are suing and walked in protest. Wow, This is what democracy looks like. They're walking so they can still get their vote outs when North Carolina increases the barriers. This is how Republicans do it. And you know what the most sickening part is? They hide it behind something that most Americans could support. You know, I support voter ID. CNN ran a poll and it said about 85% of Americans supported voter ID. Now, I would add on to that, you should make identification very accessible for many Americans. So again, it's not hard for people to spend $100 and 3 hours at the DMV and driving there and back and getting all this just to get their ID. You shouldn't increase the barriers. Make it easy. When you turn 18, you can register online and get it sent to you. That would be ideal. I don't think it's that easy right now, but I think that overall, Republicans are going to continue to increase these barriers. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.